Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, and this is the third shiur, talking about the din of someone who is mevatel gzeiras hamelech, doesn't listen to the king. He was osek b'mitzvah, and first shiur we asked huge kashas. The second shiur we saw the yisod that when chachamim say something, they make it asur be'etzim. So the avera is not just not listening to them; it's much more than that. The avera is the etzim cheft of what they said. The very if someone is over on isur erva midrabbanan, it's an isur erva. It's not just an isur of not listening to the chachamim. It's an Isser Erev. If the Chachamim say something else on Shabbos, it's not just that you didn't listen to the Chachamim. It's Chil Shabbos the Rabbanan. It's Shabbos. Because they have the power to create the Surim on Shabbos, not just that you have to listen to them, but they become Shabbistic. That's what we spoke about at length in the previous year, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And now we're continuing again, this is based in the Torah, Hav Mohreinu Rabbeinu, Hamufla V'Hamuflag, Chad B'Dore, of Man Tzatzal. So now we can answer the kasha, Siyata Dishmaya, of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Tov Kuf Tesvav, who asks that b'chol essay or loisa say ba'alma, whenever there's any essay or loisa say, the person should be chayv misa b'dei shamayim, like someone's oiver and divrei novi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, and he was a Navi. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah and he was a Navi. So anything you're over in the Torah, any Avera, is over al divrei Navi. It came before the Shiloh, why don't we find that people who are don't listen to the Torah are chayav misa. They should all be chayav misa, because anything that was said in the Torah was said by a Navi, and when it's over, the Navi is chayav misa. It's a famous kash of the Minchas Chinuch. This is discussed by Karkovsky's Soloveitchik's uncle in the Sefer Avodas HaMelech and Yesod HaTorah in the 9th Perek. It's discussed by the Rogatchaver in the Tzofnes Panech at the end of Hilchos Hafla, and in his Tshuvas and Chilek Beisim and Kuf Lamed Ches. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows, that since it's not a Chiyuv of Shmiya, it's a Chiyuv al Asiyas Maisa, doing that Maisa against what the Chachamim said, the Maisa is Aser, since that's what the Navi said, and it's Mamish, just like Mitzvahs de Rabbanan, Bahag enumerates them as part of the Tayag mitzvahs, because they're mitzvahs be'etzim. So he enumerates some terabonans in the Tayag. So hu adin ken tzivui anovi, the same with the tzivui anovi. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah shehi mitzvah tzarech lekaima. You have to be mekaima, not just because the Navi said to do it, but what the Navi said to do has to be done. Cheftz of the mitzvah is a mitzvah, not just mitzadim amiras hanavi. However, just like we don't have in deraisis what we have in derabbanon, like it says in brachas and daf dalet amud beis, erev in daf chuf aleph amud beis, kol oiver al divrei soifrim chayev misa, vein rashi v'toises besoit the dalet amud beis, and the gilyan hashas there in brachas and dalet amud beis, that if you're over in divrei chom chashom b'chayev misa, Vadai, the Chachamim said to be Shem Divrei Torah. So how come you're not Chayav Misa when you're over on Divrei Torah? If he wants Chayav Misa, if he doesn't listen to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said Vadai to keep the Torah, so you should be Chayav Misa for not keeping the Torah, for not keeping the Torah, because the male is not listening to the Chachamim. The answer is that Torah, one is chayiv b'gidrei achiyuv shel haTorah. a mitzvah de Rabbanan, one is chayev kegidrei achiyuv shel divrei soifrim. Can't get the two mixed up. Torah has its gedorim, the Rabbanan has its gedorim. So to divrei novi has its gedorim. The chiyuv misa is on a mitzvah that comes mikoyach divrei hanavi. The gather of what the navi says is, the gather of what the navi says is mitzvah l'shmoa divrei neviim. Asur lavra al divrei neviim. That's if the navi says it. Divrei Torah is a different gather. Divrei Torah is categorized as din Torah. It's a mitzvah mitzad Torah. And nikdorim alefi chiyuv haTorah be mitzvah zeh. By divrei navi, the chiyuv misa is on a mitzvah shechala mikoyach divrei hanavi. It has to be chal from the navi. Because like we said, when it comes to a navi, the isser isn't that you didn't listen to the navi. The isser is on the etzem chefta, meaning the Torah says they love to shmai to listen. But because the etzem chefta of what the navi says is a mitzvah. And Amelia, you can't say what it says in the Torah. If you're over on what it says in the Torah, then it's like being over al divrei navi and your chayv misa. Elchanami Moshe Rabbeinu was a navi and he said it. But it has the gedorim of divrei Torah. In the Mela and the gedor of divrei Torah, there's no chayv misa. And also in the Chachamim, all over the chayv misa, of course they told you to keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, then you're in the category of being over in the Surah Torah, not the Rabbana. In the middle, there's no Chiyuv Misa. So that answers that Kasha the Minchas Chino. And when you're over al Divrei Moshe, and a Chinami is a Navi, but the Moshe told us in the Torah is the Gedra of Divrei Torah, not Divrei Navi. And how we can also answer the Kasha and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, 89a. It is a chiyuv miyuchad shel navi ha'iver al divrei atzmai. It's a special chiyuv for a navi who's over al divrei atzmai. The question is, typically mitzad over al divrei navi. When a navi is over al divrei atzmai, he's over al divrei navi. So why do you need a special chiyuv for a navi who's over al divrei atzmai? He's over al divrei navi. That should be enough. He's a navi. Why does it have to be that you need a special chiyuv over al divrei atzmai? So based on what we said, the answer is that the chiyuv, when one is over al divrei navi, is that a din mitzvah schal by the nevuah of the navi, and an aveira on this mitzvah is mechayiv misa. But this is only chal when he says the nevuah, and he makes a mitzvah by saying the nevuah. Mashen came when we're talking about a Navi who just receives a Nevuah but doesn't say it. That doesn't have the gedder of a regular Nevuah. And therefore, there's no Chiyuv Misa b'tzad being over on a regular Nevuah. Because that is a different gedder. When does it have a gedder of being a nevuah? When he says it as a nevuah. Mele, he says it as a nevuah. Anyone who's over on that is over al divrei navi nischayev misa. But if somebody doesn't say the nevuah, he just receives the nevuah, we need a special lima that he's chayiv misa. Because that's not a classical nevuah. Classical nevuah is he says the nevuah, and that gives it a chalois nevuah, and mameli has to listen. But if he just receives the nevuah, who says that he's chayiv, that doesn't have the gather of a nevuah that was said? Mameli is not chayiv misa. Kamash malah, no. We have a special lima, and in such a case also he's chayiv. Even when he's over al divrei atzmai. It's interesting, in the Sefer Torah Sanavim of the Maritz Chais in the fourth parak, he brings a lot of nafkaminas. Bein Sibui HaKadosh Baruch Hu le-Navi Atzmai le-Din Nevuah la-Acherim. Based on what we said, we can also be Marich in this Nekuda. There's a difference between what Hashem says to the Navi himself and what Hashem says to others. For the Navi to tell others. ופי זה נראה, והוא הדין במלך שיש לו כוח מחמס הציווי להשווי בדובר המצוב מציאו של דובר צריך לעשות את זה. So just like we said by a Navi, that a Navi can make a mitzvah, the עצם חפץ of what the Navi says, a mitzvah, like, just like the Chum as well. So to a Navi has that same koyach. And the Meshech Chochma Taka compared Mitzvah de Rabbanan to Mitzvah HaMelech. He just told Mitzvah de Rabbanan they can make a Chavtzev a Mitzvah. But the Darkenu that he can, so Hu Adin HaMelech can also make a Chavtzev a Mitzvah. Roshan HaRamba B'Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Sesei Kufayin Gimel. Melech b'madrega g'doyle yoser minovi. That a melech is on a higher level than a novi, and then he talks about having to listen to his mitzvahs. So pashtus dvarav implies that gam legabei chiyuv zeh, as long as it's not soiser divrei Torah, as the Rambam says, the melech is on a higher madrega than the novi. And since we explain that the koyach hanovi is la shvuyim mitzvah v'davar ha-matzuv, what he tells you to do, has the status of being an actual mitzvah. So what din came be melech? The same applies to a melech. You can also make a mitzvah, even more than a navi. Maybe the makor is the pasuk of Kol Asher Yamres Picha. And we learn from this that there's a koyach for a king la'ashvuyei chiyuv b'davar shetziv ola. He can make a chiyuv in what he commanded. He can make a chiyuv in what he commanded. It's not just you have to listen to him. But Kol Asher Yamres Picha is very serious because he created a chiyuv. And the person who doesn't listen to that is in hot water, to say the least. And also from the Medrash Rabba that we quoted in the first year, Ani pi melech shmor. Ani sheyo melech ha-pi melech. Pi ha-melech. You have to do what the mouth of the king says. I told you. Listen to the mouth of the king. It's talking about the mouth of the king. What the king said. Not that you acted against the king. But because when the king says, there's a chiyuv be'etzem adavar. The king's amira makes it a chiyuv. When he says to do it. And therefore we have to keep it. And the Medrash compares it to amiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just the, we learn from a pasuk, as we saw in the first year, that amiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu is adifa. That the amira of Hashem is even greater than the Amir of the Navi, but it's compared to the Amir of Hashem. Amir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vadai Chol Inyin B'Dover HaMetzu Ve'Atzmai. When it comes to Hashem and he says something, so his command takes effect on the very thing that's commanded. What did Kim B'Tzivu Mipi Melech? Same thing with the Melech, so now we have Gevaldik, Bonon, a Navi, a Melech. They can all make an inherent Isser, a Mitzvah. And therefore, if not for the miyut of Rak, that Yoav didn't darshan, like we spoke about. So an Uriah is chal, a din to kill, because the king said so. Just Yoav found a found the rak. Meaning if you dash in ach, and you don't listen to the king against Divrei Torah, but Yoav didn't dash in ach. So he could listen to the king against Divrei Torah. And therefore kill Uriah. So the king has the koyach betzem atzivui shelo. It's like we said, a navi has the koyach betzem atzivui shelo. At k'dekach, that if you don't dash in the rack, you can even go against the Torah. And you can't say to me, ah, an essay isn't doich alois to say shish bokares. Because the answer is here, it's a mitzvah, it's no avera. Lefi Shah, king is allowed to go against the Torah, just like a Navi is. And if not for the Pasuk, they'd even be allowed to go against the Torah Lederis. And now we have a Miut of Rak, like we see in the Gemara. Hamasa, that's why he didn't call the Anshi Yehuda right away to war when David told him to, because they were learning Torah. So that's the miut of Rak. The whole koyach tzivui hamelech is mukbal shaloi b'divrei Torah. But kam shenogeh l'divrei Torah in koyach b'tzivui of la'ashvui David shechayev l'kaimo. The whole tzivui hamelech is limited not to divrei Torah. When it comes to divrei Torah, there's no koyach in his tzivui to make it something that they're chayev to be mekayim. משום שאין לו כוח מלכוס, הנוי שאין לו כוח להשווי חיוב, על ידי ציווי, רק עד ההגבולה מקרא דאח, דרק. Because this כוח המלכוס only goes as far as the rack, as long as it's not דוח הדברי תורה. And therefore when it's נוגע לתלמד תורה, there's no כוח מלכוס. It's as if מלך wasn't מצווה. And therefore there's no מרידה מלכוס. You don't listen to the king when he tells you to stop people from learning because his power doesn't go that far if you learn the drasha, the miut of rak. So that gives us insight into the koyach of the melech, that he can make a tzivui be'etzim, but if you learn the miut of rak, not when it's a seisur divrei Torah. However, it appears follows that in the Gemara and Shabbos and Tosfos, Kuflamet Aleph Amud Beis Dibra Maschel Veshavin, they ask on the what it says in the sugi there, Vedasel Belozer, who hold that Machshirei Mitzvah Dochu Shabbos. When are Machshirei Mitzvah Dochu Shabbos? If the Mitzvah is Noheges B'Shabbos. If the Mitzvah is Noheges B'Shabbos, then the Machshirim are Dochu Shabbos. Frek Tosfos, why don't we learn from Kibbud Av Ein and Binyan Beis HaMikdash that we learn from the Pasuk in Yevamos 6b that they're not Deiche Shabbos? What a kasha. How can you tell me that Machshirei Mitzvah are Deiche Shabbos if the Mitzvah is Noigan Shabbos? Kibbud Av Ein, Binyan Beis HaMikdash aren't Deiche Shabbos. And for Tosfos, Dehacha Hachi Gemiri. Ma Matzinu B'Hanach Shemitzvos Noigos B'Shabbos U'Machshirei Adochu Shabbos Av Kol Shemitzvos Noigos B'Shabbos Machshirei Adochu Shabbos. The limit is Ma Matzinu. We find by those mitzvahs that are Noig on Shabbos, the Machshirei Adochu Shabbos. So to all mitzvahs that are noeg on Shabbos, the machshirim are derech Shabbos. It has to be that the mitzvah is noeg on Shabbos. And memela the machshirim can be derech Shabbos. And therefore, lo shayach lemelaf mikibud. Because kibud is the mitzvah itself. Kibud, the mitzvah itself, is not derech Shabbos. Here we're talking about the mitzvah, not the machshir. Shchot li basheli, because cooking for your father, or shechting for your father, is a kibud atzmo, because you're misakin lo machalo. That's the kibud itself. And the binyan also is a mitzvah that Hashem said to build the Beis HaMikdash. So here it's a mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is in Deich HaShabbos. When is the Machshir Deich HaShabbos? When the mitzvah is Deich HaShabbos. When it comes to Kibud Avim and binyan Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah itself is not Deich HaShabbos. That's different than the case where the mitzvah is derech Shabbos, that we can say the machshir is derech Shabbos. That's Tosfos. Frek the Sfasem ends, I don't understand. We find that this kibud aveim, where the kibud doesn't have chil Shabbos, and therefore the mitzvah applies on Shabbos, and yet the machshir is not derech Shabbos. So why don't we say by other mitzvahs that the mitzvah is on Shabbos, right? You have a mitzvah on Shabbos, kibud aveim. The father says, can you bring me some seltzer? So that's a mitzvah. It's not no chil Shabbos. Maybe the machshir, maybe to get it, though, I have to bring it from the Rishus HaRabim or whatever. But the etzem mitzvah of kibud aveim, we have plenty of instances where it's where the etzem mitzvah is not where the etzem mitzvah is not chil Shabbos. So in those instances, the machshir, what prepares me to do it, should be derech Shabbos. Tosis teretz isn't a good teretz. Say no, kibud aveim. It's the mitzvah batzim. That's not derech Shabbos. Yeah, but what about when kibud aveim, the mitzvah batzim, is derech Shabbos? Is not a chil Shabbos? So you see that you can do the mitzvah on Shabbos. So the machshir should also be derech Shabbos, just like should serve lazer like by mila. Machshirei mitzvah is derech Shabbos when the mitzvah itself is derech Shabbos. Since we see that, you know, the mitzvah can be done on Shabbos, the mitzvah is done on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the machshirs aren't derech Shabbos. Right? Rav Elazar says machshir mitzvah derech Shabbos. If the mitzvah is noeg b'Shabbos, so why don't we say? So you see that by kibud aveim, it's not so, because the mitzvah is noeg on Shabbos, and the machshir is not derech Shabbos. And to say like Tosfos that we're talking about the mitzvah itself is Chil Shabbos, no, it's not. In a lot of cases, the kibud aveim, it's not. The mitzvah itself is not Chil Shabbos. So he blibes with the Tzarechim. Another kasha we have to ask. The Rabbi Chanan asks, Yevamos is kuvov, Rabbi Taharis, Shemidibri Roiv HaRishonim and Tosfos themselves. Yevamos 6a. What it says there in the Gemara, Lashita Satosfos V'Shar Rishonim, that the Havamina, that Kibud of Vaim, should be Derech Shabbos, is only in the Lav of Mechamer, not one of the Malachas, but the Lav of Mechamer, of leading up a, leading an animal doing Malacha. Otherwise, Lav Ochi and Esi Derech Lotzis Eshish Bokaris, there's no Havamina that Kibud of will be Derech Shabbos, because an Esi is not Derech Lotzis that has Karis, so it must be Mechamer. So the Kasha is, the Gemara, why don't we learn? Why don't we learn to a regular case that essay should, that That essay is not the Rechaloitz essay. And the Gemara answers, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. What does that mean? That the kuf ha-mitzvah is only to be machil and malbish. And the mechamer, or the shchoitli basherli, when the father says to do this malacha for him, that's only a hechsher mitzvah. And that's why it's not doiche. And that's why the essay of Kibbut Av is not doicha the lois to say of Shabbos. Because what's the guf ha-mitzvah? The guf ha-mitzvah is the machil and the mashke. That's not a malacha. And here when there's a malacha involved, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore the hechsher mitzvah is not doicha lois to say of Shabbos. You can't learn normally an essay is not doicha lois to say, because here we're not talking, what you were talking about, a hechsher mitzvah, and an actual mitzvah. So we see from this Tosfos that a hech, that shchoitli is a hechsher mitzvah. And that's against this Tosfos that we learned in Shabbos, that the shchoitli is a gufa mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Kibbut Avim, when your father says to shecht for him, you shecht for him. That's the gufa mitzvah, not a hechsher mitzvah. But here Tosfos says a hechsher. The gufa mitzvah is to give him the food, not the shchita. So Rabbi Elchanan wants to say it's a machlokes in Tosfos. That's a doichak. Shelo eskiru klal bedevrayim b'shabes sham. Foresh ma shekasuv besug yasham shu rak hechsher mitzvah. And it's hard to understand the Tosfos in Shabbos. What's the svara that it's the mitzvah itself? Shchotli basheli is l'chora hechsher mitzvah. And Kovetz Haaretz and Os Kuf Beis discusses this ayin sham. So, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next shiur we will move forward. And we're going to see continuing the flows, Billy Nether. So please stay tuned. And this will be fantastic. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Billy Nether, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.